everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Meredith Locker. Hey, if you're watching this anywhere else except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now because right below this video, right down there, you know what we've got? We've got additional graphics, text, information, links that just make this whole video thing a lot more valuable for you. Hey, and while you're there, become a VIP member. Right over there, somewhere up there, or over on the side, you know what we've got? We've got all this. It says become a VIP member. You do that, you get instant access, easy access to 100+ videos just like this, all the podcasts, easy access. You don't have to scroll through them and look for them and all that kind of stuff. All right, let me tell you what. I got some very, very good news today. Excellent news. Meredith Locker is back with us. She's been out doing all kinds of stuff. Let me tell you about Meredith. Meredith is a definite hypno one percenter. She's got a master's degree. She has been trained as a five pather. She went through our internship program. I can verify that this lady knows what she's talking about. Not only that, she's a globetrotter and all-around adventurer. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so good, Cal. It's so good to be back. I missed all you guys. But I'm not sure if you guys know who Cal is. I don't know. Probably because you're tuning in, you probably know who he is. But just in case, he is the ultimate one percenter. He's the creator of Five Path and Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis. He is the trainer of champions in the profession. He is the author of many books, and he works here out of the Banyan Hypnosis Center in Tustin, California. And certainly all of my loved ones and friends are first recommended to Cal over anyone else, no doubt about it. I'm honored to be able to get to do this show with him periodically. And so we're back to bring more fun and excitement. How's everything going, Cal?
I'm just rocking and rolling. Hey, by the way, I want to put a little blurb in here for Meredith. If you're in the Los Angeles area and you want to go see an excellent hypnotherapist, you want to go see her. Meredith, what's your website?
Yourpathhypnosis.com.
Awesome. So all the details, if they want to make an appointment with you, is right there?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. I tell you what, we just got back from the NGH convention, and everybody's going, where's Meredith? Where's Elrond? I don't know. But you know what? You guys are like heroes. Heroes at the NGH convention. I had to say that, where's Elrond? Where's Meredith? They're just plain greedy. They're just staying home, seeing clients. And I'm kidding around a little bit. You guys are just really dedicated to your clients and you couldn't just get away. Is that the case?
That's the case. Just got to keep saving the world one client at a time, right, Cal?
Right, right. Well, what's new?
Well, gosh, what's new is you scored at the convention, both you and Maureen, and so I want to take a moment to honor you guys. I was so excited to hear about some awards that you both received while there, and so sorry that I missed it. First of all, Maureen, gosh, this beautiful plaque. Maureen got the Hypnotism Achievement Award, and look at this thing. It's just beautiful. Totally. I mean, who wouldn't want that on your wall? And this is for supporting those in the profession and the profession as a whole. And for those of you who don't know Maureen Banyan, she really, really does so much of the work here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center behind the scenes to make sure that Cal looks as great as he does and is as amazing as he is. I mean, they're such a powerhouse team, and they say behind every great man is an even better woman, and Maureen is definitely the case in this situation, and she deserves this more than anyone I know. She spends so much time and love and effort, you know, taking these calls and answering your emails and, you know, putting on these classes and, you know, just really connecting people, referring people, you know, for no benefit of your own. You know, she gets calls and emails about referrals, you know, to different five-path hypnotherapists all over the world, and she's constantly spending her time and energy just helping people out of the goodness of her heart, and she really has made you know, the profession better just by being her. So that's amazing. And Cal...
Wait, before you go on to me, I just want to say something about Maureen.
Yeah.
And that, you know, definitely there would be no Banyan Hypnosis Center without Maureen. She's really, truly the general manager here. She's before she opened this center with me, that she had run a corporation with like 2,500, 3,000 employees. And so she was a powerhouse, like you're saying. And I also want to mention that in addition, at this, the two people got that award. Also, Shirley Kine got the same award. They're kind of recognizing people who are hypnotherapists or who are in the profession but aren't always up front. And I think that really speaks volumes about the character of the National Guild of Hypnotists. So that's all I want to say.
Awesome. I hear you. Amazing. Just amazing. No one deserves it more. I'm so excited for her. And then you, of course, got recognized in a couple different ways. Really exciting. And so you also got one of these beautiful plaques. Look at this. I mean, they're just gorgeous. And this is the NGH Hypnotism Media Award. And this has been issued for the very first time for web content produced. Usually it's more along the lines of, you know, television or, you know, print or what have you, other kinds of media other than web. And of course, you have been around since the inception of the internet, and you've been doing so many amazing things on the internet. It's about time you get recognized for the presence that you have on the internet, and of course, so beneficial to all of us in the world. We can just add the, you know, few tips of the fingertips, we can get to all kinds of information that you have put on the web. It really benefits the world of hypnosis at large. And so you're being recognized for that, for producing web content that contributes to the profession of hypnotism. And
can I say something about that?
Yeah.
Because you get on a roll. I mean, us guys, we have to like try to get a word in edgewise sometimes. I want to say that a couple of things, and that I was really honored to be given that award at this year's convention. And I want to say that, you know, that doesn't happen by itself. We've had IT staff and you know, the work behind the scenes, Taylor, who edits these videos. And I'm sure that the Hypnosis Etc. program is a big, big part of why I got that award. So, you know, I want to share that in spirit with Celeste Hackett, with you, Meredith Locker, and also L. Ron Ferguson, who, you know, all work together as a team to make this a great show that goes around the world every single week. And a lot of the listeners and viewers, they don't realize that pretty much I just sit here plopped down in my chair, and Taylor does all the technical stuff of setting up the lights, the cameras, and he does the editing, and then Celeste, when she was on the show, and L. Ron and Meredith, they're more than just pretty faces. We require some brain power, and by that I mean they really take time before the show to do the role of producer. They produce topic ideas and go through groups and receive emails to get questions. And so my heartfelt thanks goes out to Celeste, you, Meredith, L. Ron, and, of course, Taylor for contributing in such a great way. And thank you, NGH, for recognizing the web and the power it has to lift the profession. Thanks, Meredith.
No problem. Yeah, gosh, without Taylor, we wouldn't be doing these shows, huh? He gets us all set up every time and edits them and really makes it nice and pretty. So, yeah, thank you so much, Taylor, for everything that you do to make these shows available to the world.
Hey, this is kind of like our own little Emmy show.
Yeah.
They just had the Emmys last week or something like that, right?
I know. Where's your tux and where's my gown?
Did you watch it?
I did.
I didn't. I never watch that kind of stuff.
I don't usually, but I was having dinner with the parents and they wanted to watch it. And it was a fun show. It was really nice. They really brought glamour back.
People are always talking about actors and stuff. I never know who they are. Like you and Maureen, before the video, you guys were talking about some actress, and I go, who's that? Because I don't know these things.
Yeah, and we had to go through this long list of identifiers, and you still didn't know who she was.
That's right. I go, who cares?
Okay. Well, that's why you get so much done, because you don't pay attention to all this frivolous stuff. You really focus on the task.
That's not true. I watch important movies like The Expendables. I went and saw that this weekend. You got real powerhouse actors like Sylvester Stallone and stuff like that.
How was it?
It was good. Actually, Maureen, I think, liked it better than me because, you know, I thought, I love action movies where they're blowing stuff up and shooting and all that kind of stuff. And it had all that. But I don't think it was particularly fantastic. But, you know, the girl gets saved. Oh, I shouldn't say that. But, you know, there's a girl that needs saving, and she gets saved enough to where Maureen goes, oh, isn't that a good movie? And that kind of stuff. So, that's what I know about Hollywood.
Spoiler alert. All right. Well, Cal also got honored with, you know, just such an amazingly terrific honor. The NGH gives very few of these out to their members. In fact, there may only be about 10 of them in the entire NGH for all time. And he was named a diplomate. And I corrected him and said, diplomat, don't you mean? And he said, no, it's diplomate. And so apparently he was a fellow, and now he is a diplomate. And it's pretty impressive. He gets a pin, and it looks sort of like this. Not so big, don't worry. He's not going to be walking around with a pin this big on. But it's, you know, just a little pin, but it's really pretty, and it says fellow, because that's what he was before, and now he's graduated to diplomate. And it's a very high honored award, and it is there to recognize those who have been functioning at a very high level of professional excellence that exceeds that of a fellow. And so he has stepped it up a notch even more. I don't even know if you're a 1%er anymore, Cal. I think you really might be a 0.01%er now. What do you think?
Well, you know, actually, probably out of all the recognitions and awards I've ever received in the profession, this one means the most to me, because it's kind of like, you know, the career path. And as you come into the profession, you're like a certified hypnotist or hypnotherapist or consulting hypnotist. And then I really encourage everyone, first of all, let me say this. You know, you can belong to whatever organizations you want to, but you gotta belong to the NGH. And I'm gonna talk a little bit more about that, because they really provide a career path that is unparalleled by any other organization in the United States and perhaps the world. And you start off as, you know, a certified hypnotist or hypnotherapist or consulting hypnotist, same thing. And then you move up to board certified. And it really, when you become board certified, you're really telling the profession, you know, I'm serious about this, and I'm really looking at this in a very professional manner. And so you meet a board, and you have to write a paper, and you have that's worthy of publishing, and a written exam, and all that stuff. And then you just go about doing what you do in an excellent way. But those who really are contributing to the National Guild of Hypnotists and contributing to the profession, after a while, that consistent kind of contribution, you get to become a fellow. And you're a fellow if you're a guy or a girl. And I think of it as like you become a good fellow. You know, I mean, you're really part of the organization, you're part of the crew. And believe me, there's plenty of ladies who are fellows also in the NGH. It's not just some old boys club. And when you do that for a long time and continuing to really, with your heart and soul, be a part of the organization and work to lift the profession, then you get to be, first you're a good fella, and then you get to be a made man. And that's kind of what happened to me at this convention, was to receive that pin, and I'm really, really honored to kind of become part of that group of people. And so thank you to all the powers that be at the National Guild of Hypnotists, especially President Dwight Damon. Thank you very much for recognizing my efforts. All right. Hey, before we get anything else, let me get a commercial in, and because time is of the essence. And that is, go to, if you're thinking about becoming an NGH certified hypnotherapist or hypnotist or consulting hypnotist, I hope you will consider my NGH approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification course. It's the super course, the five path. Immediately go to hypnosiscenter.com. The link's probably right here, hypnosiscenter.com, because my schedule's there, and there's almost always discounts for early enrollment, and it'd be really sad if you missed it by a day or two. So if you're thinking about taking the class, go there. And remember, there's an on-site option, you know, where you sit in the classroom, and there's an off-site option. Now, also, that my next one's in November, Then we have the Week of Power. If you're already certified with a hypnosis organization, you can go through the Week of Power, where we teach you 5-path, 7-path, and all-around advanced hypnotherapy. That's also listed on hypnosiscenter.com. Now, let me tell you something very important, and that is next year the tuitions are going up, up. Just got to do it. Sorry, we've held down as long as we can. We're going to go up. So if you act now, you may be able to get in on an early registration discount and avoid having to pay more next year for these courses. All right, good. Back to you, Meredith.
Yeah, well, you know, I just really want to say congratulations again, Cal. And I look in your office sometimes at all of these awards that you have. I mean, it's really, for those of you who haven't had a chance to tour the Banyan Hypnosis Center and haven't had a chance to be in the honorable office of Cal Banyan, you haven't maybe seen all of the awards in his office, but, you know, he's got quite a few, and I have a feeling that they're not even all there. I don't know, maybe you even have some more at home. And so I'm wondering, how do you get these awards? What does it take to get to that point? What have you done exactly to earn those?
Well, you know, first of all, let me say, there's nothing wrong with being a hobby hypnotist. If you just do it as a hobby, I mean, for years I was a hobby hypnotist. And then there was a transformative period of time where I said, you know what, I want to look at this as what I do as a profession. And I left the world of psychology and, you know, I just threw myself into it and became full time. And one of the things that's really important in your professional development, I guess this is the professional development episode, right, is that you decide, you know, are you going to give this the same kind of effort that you would if you were handling any other profession? I mean, a dentist or a lawyer or, you know, gosh, a police officer, any kind of profession. If you approach this profession like that, then you know what? You're really going to rise to the top. And the people who are the long-time leaders, the people who've been in the profession for a long time, they're looking for people like you that are really willing to continually contribute, and they will seek you out. Dwight Damon, you know, he started approaching me, and I started applying to speak at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention, you know, free hour talk here or there. And then another thing that doesn't hurt is to write a good book. And I know that really opened a lot of doors for me. My hypnosis and hypnotherapy advanced, basic to advanced techniques for the professional, co-authored with Gerald F. Kine, really put me into the spotlight. And with that, I was then asked to write for the journal. And so, you know what you do is you just keep doing your best consistently, really taking this as a profession and doing the things that other people won't do, and being active in committees and volunteering for stuff. And what happened was I was eventually became a member of the advisory board for the National Guild of Hypnotists, and then eventually became a member of the ethics committee. And, you know, just showing up and doing a good job gets recognition. And that's how you really rise, I would assume, in any profession. Study your stuff, use your stuff, be there seriously doing it, and participate in the profession. And here's another thing. The only organization I belong to is the National Guild of Hypnotists, except for the 5-Path Association, which is exclusive just for 5-Pathers. But I really don't belong to any other national or worldwide organization. And that really allowed me to focus on what I believe is the best hypnosis organization in the world, and be able to really accomplish things. If you're scattered, trying to be active in 4 or 5 organizations, then each organization sees you as just doing a little bit. But when you focus on the best organization you could find. Now, maybe you're in Australia, and you need to really focus on the Australian organization or South African organization. But really focus on what the best is available to you. And I think that you'll be rewarded professionally in the long run. And, you know, not only does this get plaques on my wall. I remember the first time I think I won Educator of the Year, and another well-known, I'm going to leave him nameless. He was just joking, so we didn't really say anything negative. It's not a reflection on him. Well, I'll tell you, Scott Giles. Hi, Scott. He was joking to me. He came up to me after the award, so congratulations. With a dollar and that plaque, you can get yourself a cup of coffee. And, you know, he's just kidding around. But, yeah, I just kind of retorted. I says, well, you know what this plaque means? This plaque means more clients. It means more students. It means my office becomes a little bit more successful because of this third-party recognition. So I recommend that you get out there, dig in, and really throw your heart and soul into the very best organization that you can find. And for most places, that's the National Guild of Hypnotists, no matter where you are in the world. How's that, Meredith?
That is great.
Gosh, I can run on.
You could, and I actually have more questions about that, but guess what? We're out of time.
Hey, you know what? Let's take a couple of extra minutes so that we don't have to run this over into another episode, okay?
Sounds good. And so I know you've been published in the NGH's journal, and so I wanted to see if you could share a little bit of extra tips. I mean, not just the actual steps on how to get published particularly, but, you know, any thoughts you have about getting published for those people who are interested in doing that?
Yes, there is a right way and there is a wrong way. And I did it the wrong way first. I don't know. I've been published in psychological professional journals. Teaching and education and psychology, and I think was one journal, and another one was hospital community psychiatry. And so I had this mentality, if you're in the profession, you should write articles and publish. That's my psychology background. And after some time in the field of hypnotism, I decided I would attempt to be published in the Journal of Hypnotism, and I wrote up an article and sent it off. And guess what? I didn't hear anything. And you really need to find out how things work. And for me, like I said before, writing that book really brought me into the spotlight, and showing up at the convention, doing, first the freebie 1 hour talks and doing a good job of it, I suppose. And then one day, Dr. Dwight Damon, the president of the NGH, came over to our little table in the exhibit hall and asked me if I'd be interested in writing for the Journal of Hypnotism. And gosh, you know what? I jumped at the chance, and I've been writing for it probably, I don't know how many years, probably 7 or 8 years. Every quarter I'm in there. And I started off with the Hypnogram, which is a little less grand publication that they have. So how do you do it? It's the same path as going, you know, become board certified, become active, and, you know, be the cream that rises to the top, and then they will invite you to write. Now, if you know someone well, like your instructor, whoever your instructor may be, or your friends otherwise with someone in the profession that is writing for the journal or is a board certified or higher, then have them contact the NGH and let them know that you want to write, because that just, it helps to have that someone kind of speak up for you. Good. And Meredith, if you ever want to write an article for the journal, I would definitely speak up for you. I am going to co-author an article with Celeste Hackett. Actually, she wrote up an article that was very specific for our Five Pathers, and I contacted her and said, hey, do you mind if I rewrite that for a more general audience and submit it to the journal? So chances are very good she's going to be published in the journal in the next quarter. So keep our fingers crossed.
And no one deserves it more, Celeste. I'm so excited. Good. And what about presenting? I mean, you've been a regular presenter at the NGH's convention, you know, for a very, very long time. And so what about getting some sort of a talk into their regimen, into their schedule for the convention?
Okay. Now, they have probably, 350 people. I don't know the exact numbers. Actually, I used to be on the committee for selecting speakers. I'm not now. But the people that submit. And this is how you do it. I'm going to attach a link in the text right down there to the PDF that you need to use to submit. Now, guess what? I don't have it in front of me, but I believe you have until like don't take my word, for example, you got to look on the PDF because that's what the actual data is. I'm just shooting from the top of my head. That you have until the end of the month of September to submit to them a write-up. And you basically just fill out the form, the submission form, to do a talk at the NGH convention. If you're not already well-known, expect to start off with a one-hour freebie talk. And when you're there, and if you get selected, throw yourself into it. Go in there with, you know, my secret to success in these talks is, one, I'm passionate about the topics that I talk about. Two, I always go in with like two or three times more material than I need. And three, I just wave my arms around a lot and walk around up front and call on people, be as interactive as I can. And that has really served me well. And sometimes there's no time for questions. And I just say, follow me out in the hallway. And I answer questions out there. So know what you're talking about. Have a passion for it. Have more material to share than you could possibly share in the period of time. And just let them know that they're so glad they came and saw you. And that's what's worked. Are you thinking about presenting?
Absolutely. I think I should probably go to the convention first, though, shouldn't I?
No, I think that you could probably, I think that whether or not you've been to the convention before doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be accepted or not. I think you have a great topic, and I think that people like you and Elron, who are already speaking, bringing good content to the profession, could really be looked at ahead of maybe some other people who might be, you know, nobody's heard of them. So I think you have a very good chance of presenting. I'd put a word in for you, Meredith.
Oh, thanks, Cal. Well, let's see. Maybe next year.
All right, wrap it up, okay?
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I've missed you. This has been really good. We've got a lot more that we're going to be recording today, more episodes that will be posted next week and the following week and the following week. So just keep tuning in. My name's Meredith Locker. My website is Your Path Hypnosis. If you're not tuning in or watching this on CalBanyan.com, please go to CalBanyan.com because any extra links or any information that's connected to what we've talked about in this episode will be right down there. So this is Meredith Locker signing off.
And this is Cal Banyan. And I tell you what, visit my websites, hypnosiscenter.com. That's where all my schedule is. Then also there's hypnosis.org. I've got the free Learn to Hypnotize video there. And, of course, Our Hypnospace. And go to our, quote, fan page on hypnosis. See, www.facebook.com/hypnosisETC, short for etc. Hypnosis, etc. Hypnosis, ETC. I'm sure he's got it right here. That's it. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved for private use only. May not be duplicated without written permission.